A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. In for Jeff Kaplan today. I'm Tim Hughes. Right now in Salt Lake City, a little bit of sunshine actually getting through those clouds. And right now it is 81 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Utah Senator Gene Davis is temporarily suspended from all party activity in the Salt Lake County Democratic Party amid allegations of sexual harassment.
The disgust that I feel is because this is a longstanding senator in a position of power.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Salt Lake County Democratic Party Chairwoman Ava Lopez says she's angry after reading the allegations.
There's so much disappointment, anger. I'm someone that a few years ago I was 20, and I understand what that abuse looks like.
The allegations against Senator Davis came on social media last night from a woman who says she worked as an intern and for the Davis campaign. The former intern says he would invade her personal boundaries. At one point, she claims he also offered to brush dirt off her backside, and when she said no, he did it anyway. Senate President Stuart Adams has called for an independent investigation with the support of Democratic Senate leadership. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
We have made a request to Senator Davis for a comment. We have yet to hear back. Our top national story this hour. Data out now from the federal government today is easing fears about a recession. The president says the Labor Department's July jobs report showed that the country gained more than double the expected amount of jobs economists were projecting.
President Biden called the July jobs report, quote, outstanding. 528,000 jobs were added last month, twice the number that economists were expecting. The unemployment rate ticked down to 3.5%.
Today, there are more people working in America than before the pandemic began. In fact, there are more people working in America than any point in American history.
The president said the nearly 10 million jobs created since he took office represent the fastest job growth in history. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Inflation Reduction Act will head to the Senate floor for its first vote tomorrow. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the legislation can now be brought forward after Arizona moderate Senator Kristen Sinema reached an agreement where she would move forward with the bill. Schumer fired back at Republican criticism that his bill will do nothing to fix inflation, but could instead raise prices for everyday purchases.
As plain as the nose on your face that this will reduce inflation.
All 50 Democratic senators are in line now with the legislation. A jury has ordered conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay Sandy Hook parents an additional $45 million in punitive damages over claims the shooting was a hoax. This after the jury awarded the parents of a 6-year-old boy who was killed $4 million in compensatory damages yesterday. The man who threatened to kill Anthony Fauci will now serve more than 3 years in a federal prison. Thomas Connelly was arrested last year after sending threatening emails to Fauci. Connelly reportedly sent the emails anonymously through an encrypted email service in Switzerland. Monkeypox cases are proliferating in the United States with more than 7,000 right now, and the number doubling every week or so. Epidemiologist and ABC News contributor Dr. John Brownstein tells us it's time for the government to play catch-up to monkeypox.
Public health is, you know, at risk of being caught flat-footed again. It's possible we saw this more as a local issue than a national crisis, but when you have over 7,000 cases, we need to deal with this at a country level.
There have been 43 confirmed cases in Utah, most of them in Salt Lake County. The Division of Wildlife Resources is making some improvements to recently acquired land. The Division won rights to the Cinnamon Creek property in Cache and Weber counties during a public auction. They plan on creating more roads, fences, and other habitat improvements, and eventually say people will be able to hunt and fish on that land. The Daybreak Water Company says their secondary water access is restricted because of low Utah lake water levels. We have two reporters working the story this afternoon. Team coverage, the Utah drought, We begin with KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
This restriction came from the state engineer's office. The deputy general manager of the Central Utah Water Conservancy District says the state engineer's office will restrict the amount of water that flows out of Utah Lake based on how low the lake is. Users that have the youngest water rights will have their water restricted first. The deputy general manager says the state engineer decides how and when to restrict water based on guidelines set by the Utah Lake Management Plan.
Utah Lake is at about 45% of capacity, according to the State Division of Water Resources. Gunnison Reservoir, meantime, in central Utah, dried up about a month ago, but there are at least six other reservoirs in the state that are under 20% capacity. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues our team coverage.
While state data shows most of the reservoirs in northern Utah check in at 60% or above, that's not true statewide. Overall, our reservoir storage combined adds up to about 45% of full. The good news is that's actually an improvement from August of last year when we were at 37% full statewide, but it's far below the average. Utah reservoirs tend to fill up in the spring as snow melts, then slowly drop as we use water, so it's important to note we are looking at the lowest point for those levels before the fall and winter snows. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
All of the boats on the Great Salt Lake have been removed because of the low water levels. Park officials lifted any sailboats and parked boats earlier this week. The only boats that are actually allowed on the lake now are the two pontoon boats that do tours. A spokesperson with Utah's Division of Water Resources says that they have plans to dredge the lake in the future to make sure they can get those boats back on the water. KSL News Time now, 6:06. Let's go back to Ricky Meese and get an update. How's southbound I-15 looking?
It's still bogged down Murray into Utah County, but also for Davis County drivers. A crash in Syracuse has closed the westbound direction of Highway 193 at 10th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.